Jack Trout, a well-known fly fishing guide from Northern California, is invited to Cayo Largo by Bartolo Fishing Adventures, an Italian company that has a contract with the Cuban government granting them the exclusive rights to fish in the protected areas adjacent to that small Cuban island. The company is anxious to have Jack come to Cuba so he can see for himself the world-class fly fishing that is available at Cayo Largo. More importantly, Bartolo extended the invitation to Jack in the hopes that he might consider becoming Bartolo's exclusive representative in the United States. As such, he would be responsible for organizing fly fishing excursions for Americans that want to go fly fishing in Cuba. Jack calls his good friend, Beaver County, Oregon, Sheriff Mike Reynolds, and asks him what he thinks. Mike tells him he's being offered the opportunity of a lifetime, and he definitely should go there and see if it's something he'd be interested in doing. Jack tells him he's already accepted Bartolo's invitation, and he and his wife, Carola, will be traveling there in a month. He asks Mike if he'd be interested in joining them on the trip. Mike quickly replies that he and his wife, Kelly, would be happy to accompany Jack and Carola on their maiden trip to Cuba. He told Jack that Kelly wasn't interested in fishing, and he hoped that would be okay. Jack replied that his wife wasn't either, so he and Mike would do the fishing for them. Who knew the fishing trip of a lifetime would result in murder? A murder caused by greed. But was that the reason the well-known English fishing guide was killed? Who killed him? The Englishman who is the head of one of the largest international banks in the world? The American, with no visible means of support, but has plenty of money to fish all around the world? One of the Cuban fishing guides that worked at Cayo Largo? Or was it Jack?